And I totally agree with there. But they did it because they love their city. Each one of them did.
Right.
They love their city, and they want to see this. Most of them up there have lived in Conneaut for several years. And myself, I've lived here for several years, and I like to see our community come back the way it used to be. I mean, we used to have things going on in this town. I mean, it has gone down. And I'm just, I know they're up there trying to make it better and trying to come up with money. And it's going to be tough. But we're not the only city. It's a lot of cities around.
I like you.
Well, I like you too, Marty.
You got
but
a lot
you
of.
Can't, this is Chris, Marty.
I know.
You
I know.
Still can't tell me and my sister apart. So.
Well, I don't see you enough.
You don't know me enough, Marty, yet.
Right, exactly.
So,
we'll have to go out drinking together sometime.
Oh, there you go. Now you're taking dates.
Yep, we'll do that, Marty.
Okay.
Well, you two, both of you have a good day.
You too.
Yeah, we may have a few bruises before it's over, but we'll have a good day. Trust
me.
Okay.
Thanks.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
You brought up something. She brought up something. Phone calls to your councilman.
Mm-hmm.
Phone calls to your councilman. All of a sudden, are they going to be allowed to get their phone records when they want something? I mean, where does it end? Where does it end with this email thing? Where does it end?
Actually, that was...
So why not do business at city council like you're supposed
actually,
to?
Actually, that was discussed in that case law that was quoted.
Which was thrown out.
Cell phone and text message.
Which was thrown out. That was thrown out. That case was thrown
out. You know what? I don't know.
I mean, there's
know.
Cases where people have spilled coffee on themselves for $10
know.
Million,
like,
dollars, and that was thrown out. Now do I get $10 million if I spill coffee on myself?
Like I said, well, you're welcome to sue them. Mm-hmm. Whether or not you'll get it, I don't know. Good morning. You're on WOW.
Morning. Hey, with our weed ordinance, does anybody know if we're able to push the state on complying with it? The Route 90 and a by our exit there, 7, looks absolutely horrible.
Good idea.
We ought to be able to tell the state they got to clean up their act, too. If the citizens have to clean up theirs, I mean, we're worried about how the county is looking. The main thoroughfare through the town looks like a jungle.
If they're in the municipality, if they're inside the municipality, yes, I think we should send them a letter, a warning, and go cut it.
Yeah, it's ridiculous because I've seen a lot of people really starting to work hard, trying to get their yards looking better, and then you go out to Route 90 and it's terrible.
It looks like just a deserted old ghost town out there, don't it?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you both have a great day.
You too.
I agree with him. I agree with that caller. I think we should do that.
That's the kind of calls we want to preamble to council, too.
You know what? I don't know, though. That's a lot of grass to cut for $500. You know,
maybe every acre should be $500.
But I said it should be $1,000 or even more. I don't care. $10,000.
You're mean.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are. Let's take a break. Come back. Open the phone lines back up.
No, I don't want to take a break.
Gotta get some commercials, man.
All right. You're listening to WWOW AM 1360, your news talk powerhouses. Gary and Marty in the morning.
Marty and Gary in the morning.
We'll be right back.
Your WOW weather.
For some sunshine this afternoon with highs around 72 degrees, partly cloudy overnight and cooling down to the low 50s. Tomorrow we'll start off with some sunshine, but look for the clouds to build in through the day, and by the late afternoon, again looking at the chance for showers with highs around 70 degrees, and then staying right around 70 on Thursday with scattered showers and thunderstorms. This is 12 News Future Track meteorologist Julie Coates, and you're listening to News Talk Powerhouse 1360 WOW.
Keep your lawn green this summer and save a little green too on Green Thumb Sprinklers, a fantastic bargain of the month. Your choice, just $9.99 at Kroger's True Value. Choose the oscillating sprinkler that covers up to 4,000 square feet with 19 brass jets, or pick up a Green Thumb's pulsating spike sprinkler that covers up to 5,800 square feet. Get these bargains of the month now while supplies last at Kroger's True Value. Start right, start here.
Gets down to the nitty-gritty. All starts here in a Seawolf City.
There's always so much going on. There's something for the whole family at the Erie Seawolves. You'll never know what you'll find. There are concerts, games, lots of fun, and even free stuff. Oh yeah, even a great baseball game. You won't believe what's planned next. Check out www.seawolves.com.
Why, that's a hit. It's off the wall. Bring the kids. We'll have a ball. That's Seawolf City. Seawolf City. It's Seawolf City. Seawolf City. Where the team gets down to the nitty-gritty. All starts here in Seawolf City. Seawolf City. Seawolf City. Seawolf City. Seawolf City. It's Seawolf City. Seawolf City. It's Seawolf City. Seawolf City.
Hi, this is John Hogan from Weather Seal Co. For 68 years, our family has serviced Ashtabula County. We offer awnings and patio tops, entry and patio doors, storm doors, vinyl decking and railings, vinyl siding and accessories, and a full line of vinyl windows. Come and see our beautiful showroom where we can help you decide what will best fit your budget and need. We are located at 4707 State Road in Ashtabula. You can also call us at 992-9181. We offer free in-home estimates since 1941, quality you can trust. 992-9181.
Hello, I'm Nick Alexander for TopCatholicSongs.com. Did you know that there are hundreds, thousands of wonderfully produced Catholic recordings from every musical style and genre? You may ask, who has time to listen to all of these recordings? Isn't it like finding a needle in a haystack? Well, the solution is now upon us. TopCatholicSongs.com. It is the premier website where you can discover great Catholic songs that can affirm you in your faith walk. Discover the top 10 Eucharistic Adoration songs, top 10 Holy Spirit songs, top 10 Mary songs. Also, discover artists' favorites, YouTube videos. Read the stories behind your favorite songs. Going on a long trip? Running mundane chores? Create a soundtrack of great Catholic songs and turn your dead time into devotion time. Don't wait. Discover great Catholic music in store for you now at TopCatholicSongs.com. That's TopCatholicSongs, one word, .com.
Conneaut Pizza and Sub Shop at 223 Broad Street in downtown Conneaut is Conneaut's home for the best pizza and subs in town. Order in, carry out, or have them deliver. Conneaut Pizza and Sub also serves spaghetti, lasagna, and chicken dinners. And did I mention they have the best chicken wings on the planet? Call today for delivery, 593-5600. The Conneaut Pizza and Sub Shop is open Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m., and Sunday, 4 p.m. to 10 p.m. Call now, 593-5600.
With the economical uncertainties of today, it's comforting to know the Conneaut Savings Bank has the stability and reliability of the past 120 years, serving the community they call home. Conneaut Savings Bank is located at 305 Main Street in Conneaut, Route 20 West in Conneaut, and at 2046 Route 45 in Austinburg. From your child's first savings account to your home mortgage, Conneaut Savings Bank will be there for you. Stop in at one of their convenient locations or call their office at 599-8121.
Sarah Palin.
It's almost like I hit that like an instrument there. Hey, it's 7:39 on a Tuesday morning. You're listening to WI Morning Show.
You give yourself way too much credit.
Hey, What did I do?
I was like, you think you're a musician with
I just hit that, and the way that came up.
Hey, Gary, you know, I was just thinking about, you know, this is kind of disturbing, I think, about it.
What's that? You're thinking?
Yeah. Well, no, what I was thinking about, you know, last night they made that presentation about the hospital, and they talked about OR1, operating room one,
okay,
where you could sit and watch surgical procedures.
That's where you had your
time. I hope they certainly asked the patient's consent before anybody watches, because some procedures you don't want people to see.
That's true.
Good morning. You're on WOW.
Hi.
Hi.
This is Judy Keith-Spinett.
Hey,
hi,
Judy.
I'd like to tell the community that Lori Lamer has filed a lawsuit on behalf of the city to have our driveway on Lake Road declared a public street. Now, I do not want to talk about this right now because it is in court.
Mm-hmm.
However, I would like to read a letter that I received from Mr. Schamleffel and also read a letter that I sent to Mr. Schamleffel. Because of the lawsuit, I requested public records,
mm-hmm.
I have been denied.
What is the name of your street or your driveway or whatever it is?
Oh, I said I don't want to talk about that, but there is no name. It's our driveway.
Okay.
Okay, now, this is a letter after I requested public records, and I did quote, at the time, the Ohio Public Records Law, which is part of the Sunshine Law in the state of Ohio. That is all I did, except to request the public records. I received a letter. First of all, I called Mr. Schamleffel and left him three messages because I wanted him to call me back because I was not receiving public records that I requested. And that is my right by law. And I received this letter. It has come to my attention, dear Mrs. Peacebinnen, it has come to my attention that you were at City Hall in the last 2 days making a public records request. While certainly the city encourages transparency in government and understands its responsibility to make public records available to any member of the public, your methods in making such a request has alarmed a number of city employees. This was also a problem last year when other city employees complained of threatening statements made by you. Therefore, this letter shall serve to advise you that you are not to be in City Hall for any purpose except court appearances, and if you violate the terms of this letter by entering upon City Hall premises, it will be considered criminal trespass. The matter will then be referred to the Conneaut Police Department for investigation and action. Should you have any further public records requests, please email or mail your request to the appropriate department, and it will be complied with in a reasonable amount of time. Sincerely, City of Conneaut, Robert Schamleffel, Jr.
Hmm.
Now, on May 27th, I wrote this letter to Mr. Schamleffel as a result of not receiving answers to my questions and public records. Dear Mr. Schamleffel, on March 26, 2009, I received a letter from you which stated, "This letter shall serve to advise you that you are not to be in City Hall for any purpose except court appearances, and if you violate the terms of this letter by entering upon City Hall premises, it will be considered criminal trespass. The matter will then be referred to the Conneaut Police Department for investigation and action. I would like you to provide the names of these employees and the statements they made which caused you to deny me access to City Hall. I would like these public documents or statements that you relied on emailed to me within 24 hours of receipt of this email. Mrs. Lamer has said there are no written statements that were taken to the best of my knowledge. Ohio public records law does not require any public office to create records not in existence. Mr. Schamleffel, I called your office 3 times to request a meeting with you before I received this letter, but you did not have the courtesy to return a call to me. I have been denied democratic due process as I received this suspension from City Hall without you or the law director ever speaking to me about it. No documentation of any evidence against me and no police incident report. The police department, 15 days after my request as to whether there were any incident reports, answered in an email, none. You say in your letter that while certainly the city encourages transparency in government and understands its responsibility to make public records available to any member of the public, your methods in making such a request has alarmed a number of city employees. This was also a problem last year when other city employees complained of threatening statements made by you. As per my attorney's letter of April 9, 2009, he writes, as to you and Mr. Schamleffel's unlawful exclusion of my client from City Hall, it is my position that my client has the privilege to be at City Hall to petition her government under the Ohio and U.S. Constitutions. She further has the privilege to be at City Hall to inspect public records under Revised Code Section 149.43(b)(1). Those records are to be promptly prepared and made available for inspection to any person at all reasonable times during regular business hours. Revised Code Section 2911.21 prescribes being on the property of another without privilege to do so. I can find no authority for the city manager's actions done at your behest. I believe I am being denied public records because the city has filed a lawsuit in which my husband is the defendant. This is an attempt not to allow me to obtain necessary evidence for the lawsuit. I have repeatedly been denied the right to inspect documents, overcharged for copies, required to pay for copies I do not want or need, denied records, given only partial records, required to make a written request, not received records in a timely manner, and have been denied my rights under the Ohio Public Records Law, as well as violation of my Ohio and U.S. constitutional rights. Sincerely, Judy Peacenin.
Well,
and I have not received an answer from Mr. Schamleffel. That was written May 27th, and as of yesterday, I had not received anything. I felt that because he sent me the letter, this documentation should be at his fingertips. And I guess that's all I'd like to say.
All righty.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah, there you go. That's another expression of freedom of speech. I would suggest that she goes to get signed up at a work session so she can bring this up and put it in discussion.
She can't.
Why?
Not allowed.
At a
not
work session?
Allowed in city council or not allowed in municipal building.
Wow.
I mean, that's from what I understood. That's she's been banned from the municipal building.
Is that what? Yeah.
City Hall?
Yeah. Well, you're probably right. What do you say to that? What do you say to that? What do you say to that?
I have no clue. I don't know what to say to it. We're hearing one side of it. You know, for me to comment on it, you know, that's just taking a shot in the dark. Good morning, you're on WOW.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hi.
How can that be? How can she be banned because the city manager bans her? He has no right to ban anybody from City Hall. It's not his building. The only way she can be banned is through a court order.
One thing I wanted to ask her, though, is if she ever got violent with them or Vogel or, you know, got in an argument with anybody.
If you know Judy Peacenin, that's not her M.O.
Okay, well, that's what that's, and then there's no other reason to ban her from being
up
there.
But there again, Gary, if she did, then why was not the proper steps taken?
Right.
You call a police officer, you make a report, you send it to the Judge Harris, he makes a determination whether she's to be banned or not.
Mm-hmm.
It is not arbitrarily the city manager's right to say you're not allowed to walk on that sidewalk, you're not allowed to enter that door, you're not allowed to sit in council chambers. That is not his building.
Is Schamleffel the one that made that order?
I'm pretty sure he signed it. I'm sure he didn't write it, but he signed it.
Huh. So this is a very recent situation.
Well, this has been brewing for some time.
But, I mean, her being banned from City Hall is very recent.
She'd have to let you know the date
of
the letter.
It would have to be within the last 6 months because
sure.
That's how long he's been
here. If she's listening, if she could email that or drop a copy off, we'd like to read it.
But there again, the city manager has no jurisdiction to ban anybody. He doesn't have the right to sign a restraining order.
No, that's true.
That's a court issue.
Mm-hmm.
to me, it's just another, she put it quite clear, it's payback politics. Mm-hmm. We don't like you. We're not going to put up with you. We will irritate you any way we can.
Make your life miserable.
Amen, brother.
I'm going to tell you, this is why I would go off more right now. And I'm sure there are citizens in town that feel the same way I do, for retaliation.
It's no different than why they want the name of the employee that talked to Mr. Campbell.
Yep. And I just, it's sad that you have to feel that way in your own town, that you have to feel that there's going to be retaliation for something that you might say or do.
Well.
But there's
we didn't do business with Burdick for a year because of it.
That's everywhere in America, though.
But it shouldn't be anywhere.
Well, we don't live everywhere in America.
I understand that.
It shouldn't be anywhere. Why do I have to feel that way? Why do I have to sit here and I'm not going to sit there and call anybody a name, but there's things I want to say that I don't think I can say because there might be somebody somewhere in the administration that can do something to me.
But I will admit you do a very good job, Gary, of saying what you feel.
Oh, okay. In a nice way. I didn't call anybody a name.
No, I think you do it in a correct manner.
Okay.
And I agree with you. This morning, I'd like to see Ms. Lamer step down.
Yeah, absolutely.
And if Mr. Shomlevel is going to continue to sign letters that she's writing, then maybe it's time for him to step down.
Yep. I'm going to throw something at you. I threw it at Marty. Just your opinion. This is not the gospel. Just your opinion. What do you think would happen to Shomlevel if he said, Lori, I need you to step down? What do you think would happen to him?
I think there'd be a small contingency in town that would turn on him like a pack of wolves, and I think you would have the majority of Conneaut probably pat him on the back and shake his hand and smile on him every time he walks down the street.
There you go. Okay.
That's just my personal
opinion. That's all I'm asking for is your personal opinion.
I think Mr. Shomlevel, it has the makings of a good city manager. He's just got to get people from stop going in his office on a daily basis prodding him.
Right.
And he definitely has to realize, with the scenarios that are coming out of the woodwork now, the law director is not making very good legal decisions. And a good legal decision is, how do we mitigate this situation without it going to court? That's a good lawyer. A good lawyer isn't, you don't like it, sue us. Now I've justified my job, I'm here forever.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll leave it at that.
Okay.
Thanks, guys.
Have a good day.
Bye.
Just threw that out there. Just a question. I'm just curious what would happen, but...
You finally got the answer you wanted.
I'll keep asking. Somebody else can debate it. Do you feel that way? Do you feel like if you were to do something that you would get retaliated against?
Oh. No, Gary.
You're not threatened by what's going on?
If I did something wrong, yes.
Okay.
But I try not to do things wrong.
Right.
I try to do things right. So, no, I don't feel that way.
Okay. Okay. Well, that's good. But I wonder how many people in the community would like to speak up but feel like there's intimidation out there. Intimidation in the fact that you can't even go to council to speak your mind. It's got to be done by phone. Give me a break. What are we paying you for? What are we paying you for if you're not going to sit there and do the work? But I better not say anything because I'm going to get retaliated against.
Good morning. You're on WOW.
Yeah, good morning, guys.
Hi.
Hey, there was a caller there earlier who was talking about public records.
Yeah.
Requests in the law. I could add a little bit to that. When you're requesting a public records request, it's important, first off, not to use the words any or all. They'll consider that too broad of a request and not honor it. But with the new Ohio records laws that are in place, the procedure is that you request the information. You cite the Ohio Revised Code section for the open records law, which I don't have on me right now, but... You put that in your request. You have to give them a reasonable amount of time to honor that request, which usually is 10 business days or 2 weeks.
Okay.
After that time, if they respond to you, they deny your request. You can, under the new records laws, basically take them to small claims court. And every day that they're in violation of not honoring the request, if it is a public record, it's a $100 fine up to a maximum of $1,000 and court costs.
Mm-hmm.
So there isn't a whole lot that is not considered a public record.
Right.
Just issues of litigation, and personnel information. You know, you can't request people's social security numbers, for instance. In law enforcement, you can't, you know, find out their physical, you know, home address, things of that nature. But, you know, everything's open game. That's, you know, it's open government, and that's how it's supposed to work. And I believe it was a legislator by the name of Scott Olslager is the one that put this legislation through. And he was a real hawk on open records. So, you know, what they bank on is the fact that, you know, a lot of people won't take it that far. But it's really been simplified and dumbed down enough to where, you know, anybody can do this. It's just a matter of knowing the law and acting on it. So what was the nature of the request that was being denied?
I'm not sure if it was regarding her future driveway being her driveway being named into a street or something like that. I need to see the documents because she had a lot to read there.
Yeah, you'd have to actually know what the nature of the request was. So,
right. But even that, I mean, if it's a request for something, a record, as long as she's not being a nuisance, I can't see how you can throw her out.
No, I can't see how you could do that either. As far as dedications of streets or things of that nature, there's a process with that, and I believe it actually ends up going through the county commissioner's office. I don't know, maybe in a city it's handled in-house, but I know there's definitely a procedure on that. Might even go through the planning commission or the city's version of the planning commission.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, when in doubt on a public records request as an elected official or a public employee, when in doubt, you can get a legal opinion. But you know, just about everything is a public record. It's an open record, and it should be turned over.
Now there you go. Absolutely. So, I can't argue.
All right. Have a good one.
You too. Thanks. Bye. Okay, we've got 2 minutes till we go to break. But I'd like to see both those documents. That's for sure. To be able to say what we're talking about here.
Yeah, I'd like to know that. You know, I mean, I'd like to. Yeah, I agree with you, Gary. I'd like to read the documents that.
It's hard to comment on it.
Right.
I mean, we just had a question about it.
Right.
And how do I answer?
Yeah, he said you got to know the nature of the request, but you also got to know the nature of the ban from city council. From city hall.
Yeah.
You know. I mean, I know that if I went up there and I said, you know what, I'm going to scratch your eyes out, Lori Lamer, I'd probably be banned from there, too.
Absolutely.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
But I would probably ask to leave and, you know, and maybe it wasn't done right, like Mike said. Maybe, you know, should have went through the court. I don't know. I don't know if it did. I don't know if it didn't. I agree with him. It should go through the court.
Right.
But I don't know the background of it, so. Good morning. You're on WOW.
You got 1 minute.
Hi.
I
did not threaten anyone.
Okay.
I asked for the public record. I had to speak through, I believe it's bulletproof glass there in the
records.
I was asking for a tap record, which Mr. Williams had told me that they are readily available and all I need to do is ask. Any request I made had to go through Lori Lamer.
Can you send those documents to us?
Sure. I'll send the letter I wrote and their public records now because they were sent to the city, and the one I received is a public record.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, yeah, once we get those, we can talk more about that. But I don't have it in front of me. You know what I mean? It's like we have to read it over.
Are you going to go through the process of...
She's going to deliver it. She's going to bring us a copy. Why, you want to go get some public records?
No. I asked her if she could get those to us, and she started to say yes, and then she said that it's public record, like we could go get it ourselves.
I'm intimidated.
So I don't know if she's going to bring them to us or she's going to get them to us or if we need to go get them now. I don't know.
We'll open the phone lines back up after the news.
You're listening to WWOW AM 1360, your news talk powerhouse. It's Gary and Marty in the morning.
Marty and Gary in the morning.
Be right back.
Serving Conneaut, Ohio, Erie, Pennsylvania, and all of Ashtabula County, this is the News Talk Powerhouse. WWOW Conneaut, 1360